Don't stand up now for the people that are coming willfully to register. This isn't making us more safe to detain people that are coming willfully. These are individuals that are working hard to support their families, making a commitment and a contribution to the United States, and they're being detained without proper legal representation, in cold rooms, without adequate clothing, and without their families aware of their status. So we want people to come out here as soon as possible, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. January 10th is the deadline. We are going to be out here. We're going to let the INS know that we are not in support of this. We want people to contact David Still, who's the INS director in San Francisco. Contact John Ashcroft. Contact George Bush, your local congressional representatives, and local officials, and say, you need to pick this up. Nancy Pelosi, you're in a power position. Why are you not standing up for San Francisco residents and concerned citizens that want this to be abolished? No more detentions, no more roundups, and no more special registrations.
Are you talking specifically about the men who came in on temporary visas from some of the eastern countries, or are you talking about the ones?
Well, what's going on right now is starting with 5 countries, which I think is what you're referring to, the last deadline. This deadline is another 14 countries where boys and men from age 14 and up are required to come and register by January 10th. And what we see is this is a pattern. There are more deadlines, more countries that are included in this process. And we don't feel that it's beneficial for the United States in any way. It doesn't make us more safe to have people that are coming willfully, that are being detained without proper legal representation or families knowing about it. So we're out here, we're going to have a constant presence, and we'd like everyone to join us. We'd also like people to come out and share their opinions and have a dialogue. Because right now the INS is not interested in having a dialogue.
It's not only the, yes, some people are coming and registering voluntarily, but aren't they interested in also those who don't come in? How are you, the ones who register voluntarily,
well, the ones that register voluntarily are the ones that have been detained in Los Angeles and San Francisco and throughout the country. And so they very much are the issue. They are not with their families. They are being held and not able to work, contribute, and support their families, and be part of the society that they've been working very hard to be a part of. And so we're out here saying, what is going on? Why are people not in arms? This, we have to remember the Japanese agenda. We have to remember the starting process of the totalitarian state, where persons are selected based upon their ethnicity or their where they were born. These people have been tricking to come in willfully, and we must support them, and we must embrace the fact that we are all citizens of this country. We are all interested. You have the cutoff.
Let me get your name and spelling, and if you're good.
My name's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and I work with a lot of different groups.
Okay. So, thank you.
I'm a concerned citizen. And with Global Exchange, I better probably better Global Exchange.
Global Exchange. Great. Thank you. Lisa. Forgive me, we just don't have a whole lot of time. So.